It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
When I first started flying, I was scared. Every time I was in an airplane that took off or landed, I was very nervous. However, since I've become accustomed to flying, I find it pretty enjoyable, most of the time. In fact, I guess flying has kind of spoiled me. I hate to drive any long distance now. I can recall an experience once when several of us were flying between Athens and Tel Aviv. We hit some turbulence, the worst I've ever experienced. It was so bad that even the stewardess near me got into a seat, fastened her seat belt, and got into the safety position. Well, I happened to be sitting next to a salesman who was very experienced in flying. We had been discussing it, and he told me that he was accustomed to flying and thought nothing of it. It was, he said, the quickest way to get from one point to another. When we first hit the turbulence, I noticed that the salesman suddenly got out of his talkative mood. As we continued in the turbulence, and it grew worse, the salesman grew noticeably nervous. I had become so accustomed to flying by that time that hitting turbulence didn't really bother me that much. I had decided on previous flights that the possibility of a crash was remote and that all my worrying wouldn't prevent a crash. So I concluded that in flying I was going to enjoy myself, and if we crashed, we crashed. It wasn't that I wasn't afraid of crashing or that I didn't mind the possibility that I could die if the plane crashed. It was simply that I had given my life to God and He'd take care of me even if the plane did crash. And even if I did die. During the turbulence, some of my Christian friends and I made jokes about the quick movements of the plane, laughed, and we had a good time. Soon the turbulence was over. The salesman sitting next to me called the stewardess and ordered 3 shots of whiskey. Yeah, 3 shots of whiskey. I guess if you haven't got the spirit, you have to have some spirits. Each time I remember that incident, I recall the tale about the very rich man who was flying for the first time. Maybe you've heard it. The plane hit some bad turbulence. The man became frightened. He prayed like he had never prayed before. He promised God that if God would let him get down safely, he would give God half of everything he owned. Well, the turbulence soon ended, and the plane landed safely. When the rich man got off the plane, he was reminded of his prayer by a Christian who had been sitting next to him. "I'm sure you're going to carry out your promise," the Christian said. "Well, sir," the man replied, "I have made God another promise, better than that one." "What's that?" the Christian asked. "Well," the man said, "I promised God that if I ever got on another one of those things, I would give Him everything I own." Well, my only comment is that there are people like that.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.